For more than a century now, the New England three-decker or triple-decker has been a home for immigrants, blue-collar middle-class families, sometimes hipsters wanting rental property in a city. But these days, the triple-decker is about more than just housing. An increasing number of advocates say the quintessential New England building could play a role in the region's fight against climate change. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Standing in front of her three-level house in Somerville, Lena Sheehan looks down at the construction of a new high school and transportation hub just a block away.
I can't get over it. I haven't been here in so long.
Is that right?
Well, this is the new T. Isn't that brilliant? Right beside
That's
the
crazy.
House.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Soon after immigrating from Ireland, Sheehan and her husband bought this property on School Street in the late 90s, against the advice of friends.
It was a crazy idea, really, because Somerville wasn't the place it is now. And, you know, we were very young and naive. And so it was such a big risk.
Sheehan started to feel like buying the building was the right move when she saw a good omen. Her husband found an album of old Irish music a previous tenant had left behind and played her a song.
It's not a very nice song, but he played it. And the two of us were dancing around in the living room and we were laughing. And I remember thinking, okay, that has to be a good sign. You know, maybe this wasn't a terrible mistake after all.
The Sheehan's bet on Somerville paid off. The city started to gentrify, and 3 decades of rent from the three-decker allowed them to buy 2 more rental properties and their family home in Newton. Aside from being an economic engine for families like Sheehan's, the thousands of triple-deckers across Massachusetts have a new significance to the climate. State officials say if we're going to reach carbon neutrality by 2050, as Governor Charlie Baker has set out to do, triple-deckers like Lena Sheehan's have to play a role. State Environment Chief Katie Theoharides says the houses of today are here to stay, and they need to be upgraded.
So being able to sort of reshape that building stock and make sure it is in a condition where it can save people money through energy efficiency and really be a comfortable place to live is a key part of this work.
Buildings are responsible for more than a quarter of the state's greenhouse gas emissions, and residential buildings with 3 or less units make up the bulk of those emissions. Steve Pike, head of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, says the clock is ticking toward 2050, and the pace of retrofitting needs to pick up.
At this point, we're probably doing a couple thousand a year to a 2050 standard. We need to be doing roughly 100,000 homes a year. And so where do you start with that?
One place to start is with our old friend, the three-decker. And the solution du jour is a so-called deep energy retrofit. That means insulating the entire building, sealing off any air leaks, and installing more sophisticated HVAC systems, ideally powered by solar panels. Easier said than done. Triple-deckers weren't built for energy efficiency, and making them so is a challenge. That's why the state recently hosted a competition to generate ideas. Travis Anderson is a local designer with the design build firm Place Taylor, specializing in energy-efficient buildings. He says retrofitting a triple-decker is like turning an old station wagon into a modern electric vehicle.
Instead of just trading the car in for a brand new one, we're kind of stuck with having to figure this out.
Full disclosure, 2 years ago I hired Place Taylor for help with a renovation. Anderson worked with experts at UMass Amherst on a submission to the triple-decker design competition. Their proposal looks like a cross between 21st century modern and the classic three-decker we all know, featuring special window panels that let in light and collect solar energy. It was just one of more than a dozen solutions to transform a triple-decker. But the question for any of them is feasibility. Who's able to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a deep energy retrofit? Out in Worcester, Taylor Bearden thought he found a way to make it work.
I'm going to take you in the basement here first, because the basement shows some of the features that we're talking about. Watch your step.
Bearden is a co-owner of Civico Development, a company that's acquired 18 triple-deckers in Worcester with the goal of making them as efficient as possible.
All the old wiring is gone. The heating systems and the hot water, everything is brand new. All the plumbing is brand new. We're not going to have...
Bearden says his company goes all in on retrofitting their triple-deckers, insulating basements and upgrading to efficient furnaces. And they found a way to do it while making profit. But there's a wrinkle. Bearden started buying and renovating in Worcester in 2017. Just 4 years later, he says the finances will no longer work. Housing prices have gone up so much, there's little money left for improvements.
No, this was possible because of the time in the market. Say, for example, 50 cents of every dollar went to acquisition and 50 cents went to renovation. In current market, maybe 10 cents of every dollar could go to renovation, and that's not a recipe for making better housing.
Monday is our day to close in the wall, so we can pull.
A construction supervisor updates Bearden on the status of their 18th triple-decker renovation in Worcester. The cost for gutting and retrofitting the 18-unit building is estimated at $1 million. But Bearden estimates as many as 6,000 triple-deckers would benefit from the same kind of investment, and that's just in Worcester. There's an array of incentives aimed at helping builders build green, but experts say if the state's housing stock is going to reach carbon neutrality by 2050, it's going to take billions in subsidies. Now that we know how to retrofit a triple-decker, the question is, how are we going to pay for it? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.